Childcare costs are becoming out of reach for many families. Preschools often charge $1,500 a month or more for one child, and their wait lists can be long. So what do working parents do when they can't find childcare? The Schlemmer reports some parents have turned to caring for their baby while at work.
Maya Jackson cradles her 19-month-old daughter Zara at her office in Durham. While on a Zoom meeting, she pats her on the back to calm her.
So capacity is fine.
Jackson doesn't miss a beat. This might sound like a scene from early in the pandemic, but no, this is 2024. Jackson used to have affordable childcare, but when her work schedule changed, she lost the spot a year ago and has struggled to find another in her price range. She says friends are sometimes surprised she can't afford childcare, despite being an executive director at a nonprofit.
They're like, oh, you must be doing great. And it's like, I wish I'm okay. It's not to the point where it's like the lights are cutting off, but it does stack up.
Jackson and her husband have 5 kids, student loans, and a mortgage. Jackson leads a nonprofit that provides doula services for Black mothers. She says she's grateful it's a family-friendly environment. Several of her coworkers sometimes bring their babies to the office, too.
We call them our little Velcro babies because, you know, we are having a Zoom meeting and they're attached to us while we're having the meeting. And I'm like, yeah, this would have never been okay at a traditional job.
But actually, many parents are doing something similar. A U.S. Census Bureau survey has asked parents every few months for the last few years whether they've supervised a child while working. In North Carolina, tens of thousands of parents are saying yes. Neil Harrington is a research director at NC Child, an advocacy nonprofit. He says that number has fluctuated, but earlier this spring, it applied to an estimated 58,000 North Carolina parents.
So that's a little more than 10% of all parents of young kids who are in the labor force right now in North Carolina's economy.
The number has been dropping since the early years of the pandemic.
But back then, right, closures were much more likely to be due to public health concerns or COVID outbreaks or things like that. So what's left now are really parents who are dealing with the childcare crisis in North Carolina.
About 5% of North Carolina's childcare providers have closed since the pandemic began, increasing wait lists to get a spot. And federal COVID-19 relief to the industry ends this month. That's driving up tuition prices and could lead to more closures. For some, working while caring for a child may be a short-term solution, says Angela Birch Ocketree of the NC Early Education Coalition. She says some parents can only afford part-time daycare.
And parents are making a choice to, you know, where we're going to maybe go to part-time because we can piece these other parts together. The child can stay with me while I work from home on these days of the week.
For others, it comes to getting off a wait list. That happened to Birch Ocketree. When her maternity leave ended last year, she worked from home with her baby while waiting for a slot. She says trying to divide her attention between work and her baby often made her feel conflicted.
You know, do I respond to his coos and babbles or do I focus on this meeting? Even if it's a short-term situation, it's impactful. It's impactful for the baby. It's impactful for the mom. That stress is real.
Her childcare gap lasted about 6 weeks.
Those 6 weeks were really challenging. And to think of doing it longer than that just really blows my mind.
She worries it will get worse for many families. The NC Early Education Coalition is asking state lawmakers to invest $300 million to replace federal subsidies to help keep childcare centers open.
And as we get further into the crisis and teachers leave and classrooms close and programs close, there might not be an end to those wait lists.
Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.